you ever wonder what parenting is really like? Do you think that you're the only one that's struggling? Or have you missed out on that amazing hack everyone was talking about? Well, that sounds like you. Grab a seat and get comfy, as you'll be hearing real life stories from parents that are on the same collective journey, a little thing called parenthood. We'll hear from parents, caregivers, and experts as we fumble through this wonderful path together. I'm your host, Rashida, and welcome to the Parents Connecting Podcast. Hi everyone, it's Rashida and welcome back to the show. Today you're going to get a bonus episode which will catch you up in real time in terms of what's going on. I wanted to do a quick kind of status check on the podcast, where we are, kind of mark the occasion. This is the 10th episode, which is super exciting for me, and give you some kind of flavors of some episodes that are coming up. So last week was my birthday. I turned 1 year older, and it was really great because I did actually, for the first time probably in maybe my life, I don't know, I actually did stuff through the week for myself. And I did this to intentionally just celebrate, I guess, not myself in some sort of pretentious way or anything, but over the last several years, I've really just kind of almost forgotten my birthday. And I used to be a person that I like going out with my friends and just taking that one day to, you know, make an excuse to be, you know, get your group of friends together, celebrate, eat some cake, you know, whatever it is. And I think that, you know, especially after the pandemic hit, obviously nobody's doing anything. And then having children, my kids' birthdays are right one and after another. And so I think it kind of smushes me out a little bit because I put so much energy into their birthdays that I just forgotten about mine, or it's not as important, right? They just become less important. And I think as you get older, they have felt that they got less important. And I realized this year that, well, they've gotten less important, but it doesn't make them any less important for me. And so I've talked about this throughout the episodes, but, you know, I am evaluating what I want in my own life and what's important to me. And I think it's important to ask yourself that, you know, in any stage of life, but especially if you're kind of in a place where you just have maybe lost a piece of you, or you just don't know who you are or what you want. And I think everybody goes through this in different periods of their life. And I think it's just maybe been exacerbated post-pandemic because we've, you know, had this tremendous amount of change in a pretty short period of time that has made people really reevaluate their lives and what they want out of them, and et cetera, et cetera. So this year I got back to trying to get out and planned a dinner with some of my friends, and ended up being that two of them canceled. So it ended up just me and a friend, and one of my good friends actually. And you know, the irony is it worked out so much better because I got to have this really great in-depth conversation, connection, and I left that dinner just feeling so good. It's just so rejuvenating, like talking and hanging out with a friend that you can really relate to, and hopefully they can relate to you. And so if you're listening to this, you know who you are. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for a great dinner. And that was sort of the first thing that I decided that I was going to do. It was a couple of days before my birthday. And then through just, you know, life, we had some illnesses run through the family, and some of them a little bit more serious than others. We're still kind of recovering from that. And so on my birthday, it was a little bit, I tried to take the day off, but because of work and everything, it was very challenging, and we kind of ended up working anyways. And that was fine. You know, we did a little birthday cake with the kids, and it's always nice to have your kids, you know, sing happy birthday and do that. And then I think moreover, I decided to just do my hair, which just seems so extravagant to me. I'm pretty low maintenance when it comes to like my hair in terms of getting it colored. The most I'll have done in the last several years is just dye it the same color to kind of get rid of my grays. Which, you know, as I've aged, I've gotten many, many grays. which are fine in and of themselves. But if anybody has any hair issues in terms of hair loss or thinning or just all that that comes along with stress and it's and maybe aging, and if you have some, you know, hereditary, you know, alopecia or that kind of like actual hair loss and stuff, it can be really traumatizing. It is such an important part of you from an identity perspective that I didn't even realize for me personally, because I have gone through this hair loss, especially anybody that has, you know, if you're listening to this, you're probably a parent. And if you're a mother, if you've been pregnant and you've gone through the hormonal changes, there is a hair loss component that comes along with after giving birth. You know, your hormones are readjusting and the shed is like unbelievable. And typically, or I wouldn't even say typically, it does come back for some people and for some it doesn't. And for me, I struggle with that quite a bit with my second. And I've struggled with this changing hair, I would say, over the last decade. And obviously things change when you get older, but when something so vital to you is this gradual wear, it was such an issue for me. I think I had a lot of challenges with kind of accepting my new hair texture and new hair look and all that. And so I've been, you know, trying to do different things in terms of eat healthy and supplements and blah, blah, blah. And this year I was like, you know what? I'm going to get my hair done. Like I really, instead of dyeing it black, which makes it really flat, and I want to do this, I'm totally going to butcher the name, but I think it's a balayage, right? And that's where it's kind of highlighted, but it's a little bit more subtle. And my sister had gotten it done and it looked so nice. And I was like, oh, I really want to do that. But I was suffering, you know, I just had my baby and like my hair was still like falling out. I'm like, this is probably not a good time to dye it. And so this, I used my birthday as an excuse of like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go get it done. And luckily I found a woman that was well-versed in dark hair and it just looks so good. Like I love it. And it took a few hours out of my day and I use it as, quote, my self-care regime, which we're going to go into like what that means, because I think that that means something different for everybody. And, you know, the concept of self-care, I think, can seem so indulgent because there's all these kind of expensive things that come along, getting your hair done, and depending on where you go, right? But getting your hair done, there's a cost component. Getting your nails done, getting a massage, like all these type of, you know, services. And I do come from kind of humble upbringing, and that kind of spend has always felt a little extravagant to me. And it doesn't matter, I guess, you know, how much you make or where you are in life. Sometimes, you know, what you've come from and what you've known sort of hangs on to you, right? And I think that's not a bad thing. It kind of keeps you checked in reality. But the things that I would spend on myself, I was second guess it, I guess. And it's interesting because when we think about our children, right, it's all, and maybe this is just me, but I'm sure a lot of people can relate, where if there's a class that your child wants to attend, or if there's sports or, you know, some extracurricular, there's a cost component of that, and significant at times. And we don't bat an eye, or even we may bat an eye, but we'll do it anyways, right? Because it's for our children. And the cost of like just school alone, maybe you send your kid to private school, maybe you send your kid to just even daycare, right? Even if you're before the regular school period, you have to send them to daycare if you're working. And I mean, the cost of daycare, at least in the area that we live, I mean, 1 year's worth of daycare was like more than I spent, I think, on my entire college and graduate level combined. Granted, I got a scholarship for my full undergrad, but, you know, my grad and school costs were not as exorbitant as they are now. But just even the cost of care alone is so significant. And, you know, kid is homesick, and if you're working, you got to hire a babysitter, and that cost is like, you know, significant amounts of money. And so we spend all these dollars, right, for our children, but sometimes we forget that, well, we matter too. And so this year I really, really tried very intentionally to sort of try to squash the feeling that I had that I would get of, oh, this really isn't necessary. to do something that I wanted, to do something that mattered to me and that I valued. And doesn't matter what anybody else values. It doesn't matter if anybody else thinks it's, you know, good, bad, you know, too much, too less, whatever. I'm just really trying to focus on what I want. And so I did what I wanted. And I haven't done that in a long time. And so I got my hair done. It felt wonderful. It felt great. I was so glad I found somebody that I kind of experimented. It was a new person and it worked out. And then I got my nails done. And I haven't done my nails and I don't even know how long. And then I just signed up for some like, you know, quote, signature pedicure and manicure. And they had this like wax treatment. And I don't know if anybody gets their nails done, but that's like the first time I didn't even know they did that. I mean, that's how ignorant I am. But it was awesome. It was amazing. And so I felt really rejuvenated. Like a little piece of me came back. Not because I'm, you know, the money spent is like one thing, but it's that you're putting yourself first, right? In a way that is intentional rather than kind of by default or something. I carved out the time. I just like kind of made it happen. And so I'm saying all this and I'm catching you guys up because as part of my birthday week, as part of my birthday, I want to give back. And so on my Facebook group, if you're in the Parents Connecting group, and if you're not, you should join. You have until Wednesday, I believe, to comment on the latest post there. I posted a picture of me having with my nails done in a salon. And I talked to these things that I just mentioned in terms of being intentional and doing something for me. And so if you comment before Wednesday or by Wednesday of something that you've done for yourself, it's really just a kind of an encouragement to, if you haven't, to go and find something to do for yourself, even if it doesn't have to be one of these things where you go out and get something done. It could be, I'm going to take, you know, 30 minutes to go read this book that I want to. I'm going to go take 30 minutes to just take a nice long hot shower or take a bath or whatever it is that you want to do and comment on it. Then you'll be entered into a raffle and I'm going to send out kind of a pampering package to kind of pay it forward a little bit. So I'm super excited about that. So again, if you're in the Parents Connecting group, parents on the Facebook group, and if you aren't, join. And if you know some friends that might want to join that. And it really is just, I want to grow this group. I want to increase the dialogue in that group. And, you know, we talk about all kinds of things. And so as a status check on the podcast itself, when you're listening to this, is going to be episode number 10, this bonus episode, and I want to give you a little bit of a status check of where we are. So it's been amazing thus far. The listeners, the comments, the feedback, it's been great. And I really want to expand the audience. I want to get more people listening. And so if you're hearing this, if you've heard other episodes and they've been helpful, please, please share it with a friend. Please tag it on your social media. Tag me on social media. I love to see kind of who's listening. Reach out to me via message or messenger, you know, on Instagram. I read all the messages and people have reached out to me and connected and said that they really love this episode or this one. And it just, that kind of feedback loop is so great. And rate and subscribe to the show. Those things are really important for podcasting in general to get that out to other listeners, right? The more subscriptions you have, the more ratings, that all matters. And so if you haven't, please take 5 minutes and, you know, give me a rating and, even one line helps and, you know, share it, tag a friend. That's really, really important. Like, and at the end of the day, I'm doing this to get messages out there. I'm doing this to help people that are either in a similar boat that I've been in, want to share some sort of life experiences with guests that I have on the show to provide expert feedback in terms of, you know, some of the topics that we cover. This really is such a broad-based show, which is something that I really love. I didn't want to go too niche because, you know, as parents, we're not just parents, right? It's like one identity. We have so many other identities. And even if you don't know what they are yet, like you might be a son or daughter, you know, a mom or a dad, a brother or a sister, colleague, a boss, or whatever, you know, it goes on and on. And so the idea is sort of an exploration of all these things. What's coming up on the podcast is The next episode that's going to be released on Friday, which is our regular release days for now, you're going to hear part three of this, you know, mini series that we did in terms of neurodiversity as it relates to relationships. And it's interesting because it's the most listened to episode, the first one that I had with Grace Myhill, who you'll hear this upcoming Friday as well as we finish out and round out the series. But the first show that we had with her was episode number 4, and it's about exploring the topics of challenging relationships and maybe why you're having challenging relationships. So if you're with a partner or married and you've been married for a number of years and you just haven't, you know, maybe you felt disconnected or lonely or just feel like you're on different planets maybe. And this episode is really, really kind of goes into that and maybe explores why. And so I'm really excited to be bringing you this third episode on Friday as we kind of dive a little bit deeper into the perspectives of what a neurodiverse relationship looks like, the perspectives of what they term as neurotypical and non-typical. And it's just such a complex and rich topic. And so we really did break it up into three episodes. So I'm really looking forward to bringing that to you guys. I hope that you guys get a lot out of it. And if you find any of these interesting and you want, if there's any topics that you guys want to hear about, shoot them over to me. I'm consistently looking for guests on the show. I have several that we're going to be bringing to you over the next several weeks in terms of moms and their journeys. And then we've got some experts. We're going to be talking about infant sleep, sleep training, which is a big topic for anybody that's got newborns. And then one on learning disabilities. We've got experts on the show in terms of that. So we're really going to be covering a range of topics. So I really hope that you've gotten something out of this thus far. And I can't wait to kind of see what's next. So until next time, happy connecting.
Well, I hope that you will take a moment and join the Facebook Parents Connecting group. Go find that post that I'm talking about, comment, do something nice for yourself at the end of the day. This is really just an encouragement to put yourself first, just a little bit. Because if you put yourself first and you put yourself together a little bit and you feel better about yourself, you're going to be more present and more able to then be with your family, be with your partner, be just around your friends in a much better mood. So again, it's Parents Connecting in the Facebook group. I will put the link in the show notes, and I hope you tune in for our Friday episode.